Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Big Brother Canada 11 update podcast for the daily drops that aren't daily because they don't like us that much. I think I said I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, but again, we are here to update you on the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 house. We got another drop today, and it's a lot. It's a lot. It's another drop just full of lengthy conversations full of just berating people when they're down. So if you're ready for that, then you're ready for this drop. I can tell you a couple of things off the top here. Number one, Renee is not gone yet, of course. With Anika as the HOH, she nominated Renee and Claudia. Ty won the veto. He used it on Claudia to force Daniel on the block. However, he still intends to evict Renee. And he made that very clear in today's drop. But Renee has not been evicted yet, despite the fact that on the screen there have been some things talking about how the eviction is coming up soon. I can only imagine that at some point she will be evicted and that maybe by tomorrow's drop, if there is one, she will be gone. That's the main thing. So Renee is still there. Second thing, I think the only important part about this drop is what it means for the jury potentially. I would say maybe some small jury speculation updates. I would say from this, and then also if you want to be annoyed, as annoyed as I have to be to listen to of this. Okay, so let's do it. We started the drop with Renee and Claudia. Renee is annoyed at Ty, obviously. She's annoyed at the situation and the fact that he's sending her out. She says, if Ty doesn't think Daniel will cut him in a second, he's out of his mind. She says she knows what Daniel does when he pleads because it got to her when she was HOH. He succeeded in tricking her and now he's succeeding in tricking Ty. She says Ty told her that if she's the social strategist she said she was, then she'll go to jury and be able to, you know, to talk to people about him and all that stuff. Renee says that Claudia, you know, at the very least, if she's talking about Endgame and why it makes sense for her to be there, she says, at the very least, Claudia, that I think you have a great chance of beating Ty at trivia at the end, at the final three, which I would agree with if Claudia wasn't actively trying to teach Ty as much trivia as possible, you know, because that's just, you know, where things are.
How can Cece be so brainless?
So she says she's frustrated. Ty's like, oh, I need to keep a guy to keep things even. But she says Daniel has been for the girls all season long. Now Ty is saying he's one of the guys. What's up with that? And Claudia says, well, I mean, it's smart. I guess he played both sides. What are you going to do? Ty, in the meantime, is talking with Anika and Daniel. And he's asking them questions about days and trivia. And they're both answering. I mean, Daniel is giving, it feels, the bare minimum for what it's worth. It's like a not very long interaction. But Anika is very much like taking the questions and running with them, like explaining things as much as possible. So they're both helping Ty. And Ty says straight up to them, I'm going to now go study with Claudia and see what she's got. But before he can do that, he runs into Renee and he asks Renee, hey, do you understand my perspective? Why I'm sending you out? And she says, no. I want to beat the best and I deserve to be here. I hope I at least get one vote from Cece. He says, at this point, little things matter. So I encourage you to talk to Koozie and Jury, because Koozie told me to bring you to the final four. And that's what I intended to do. In fact, here's the proof that I intended to bring you to final four, Renee. I even told Koozie to put this part of her part in her, this thing in her speech, her eviction speech. Remember when she talked about even the people you think are your enemies? That was me. She was talking about me. I told her to say that. And that was talking to you. That was trying to convince you to trust me. And you know what happened? You didn't. You didn't trust me. But you'll see. You'll see that I had every intention to push forward with you guys. But you screwed it all up, Renee. And, you know, I can't put my trust into you because of that. You know, the last time I put trust in someone, Hope abused that power. He abused that trust and Zach left because of it. I let him win that veto. And then we see what happens. She says, but I haven't even lied. Like, I'm an honest player in this game. Why can't you trust me? The only thing I've lied about, Ty, I'll be honest with you, is that I'm actually going to law school. Okay. That's my big lie of the season. And my pitch is that I want to see a contrast in the final, in the finals with us three, me, you, and Claudia. There's a contrast there. And he has zero reaction to her being in law school, by the way. He says, listen, you're going to see the season from start to finish when you get out of here. And you're going to see that I was never lying to you. Not once. I'm sure she will. She says, look, my reservation the whole time is that you were going to consider keeping Daniel despite what you were saying to me. That was what I was concerned about. And he says, you'll see. The problem is that I just can't take the risk that you're lying to me. But you can take the risk with Daniel? Yeah, I believe Daniel more. I feel safer with Daniel than with you. I'm just hoping to death that the final four veto is skill or endurance so I can send Anika home right behind you. I will promise you that. He says, you know, it sucks. I hate that it took so long for us to talk game with each other. I've been trying from week one to talk game with you and to play with you. And, you know, honestly, it was pissing me off that it wasn't working, that you weren't reciprocating. And she says, well, maybe I wasn't reciprocating because I was afraid of this exact moment of you betraying me. And he says, that's my point. That's exactly my point. You're so anxious about things that haven't even gotten here yet. Just like what got you here now. you know, Renee, you've done me dirty so many times and I've never done you dirty. She says, well, is your mind 100% made up? Yes. Okay. And the conversation ends. And luckily, that's all the Ty and Renee conversations we have to talk about. This is me being honest with you. Role playing as Ty because I'm lying to you. There's another one. Daniel and Anika talk a bit more. She talks about how she doesn't know much about the show. She's came in, doesn't really understand the game, and doesn't really know the pattern of competitions. She didn't realize that, like, oh, it would be useful to know what competitions are coming up and what kind of questions they're going to ask. So she asks Daniel, what kind of questions are they going to ask? And Daniel starts explaining the kinds of questions that they ask and how it's usually some sort of skill, endurance, whatever, but also combined with quiz stuff. In the meantime, Ty is talking to Claudia about the exact same thing. She's explaining how the competitions work to him and talks to him about some of the intricacies of the questions. He says that he's getting some information from Anika and Daniel about days and who played in what competitions. And she says the questions might be a little more complicated than that. It could be something tricky, like, for instance, Ty, have you thought about this? How many times has Renee been on the block versus how many times has Renee been nominated? Because she went on the block one extra time for the dead last twist, but she wasn't actually nominated to go up on the block for that twist. And Ty's like, yeah, but she was on the block. And Claudia's like, yeah, but there might be a difference in how they ask the question. And he goes on to explain what he said to Renee. And she says that, she says, you know, it's Daniel's game is kind of interesting if you think about it. You know, it's because if Daniel's at the end, he could really spin what he's done in the game pretty well. You know, he was able to play both sides with the guys and the girls. You know, I feel like he might be able to sell his game pretty well. And Ty says, well, you did the same thing with your showmance, you know, me, you know, playing the guy's side and the girls. She says, I don't know. I mean, I don't really see a situation where you provided safety to me prior to, you know, you winning all the comps. He's like, okay. And then Renee comes in and says, Ty, can we talk again? We needed this, huh? We needed this. Okay. So at the very least, we can take this as an example of what not to do for jury management, which is not to say that Renee won't vote for Ty in the end, because who knows? You got to vote for someone. But I can pretty definitively say this doesn't help. So Renee says, listen, I would like some more clarity on why you're choosing Daniel over me. And he lists three main points initially. He says, guy versus girl thing. You're good at trivia. You're good at these comps. And your comment to Anika about me and Claudia. Now, if you remember from yesterday or the day before, we talked about the comments to Anika that Renee, in pitching to Anika to not go up on the block, had said, you're going to leave Ty and Claudia in the game. Something along those lines. She didn't say showmance, but Anika said she said showmance. That's the comment. Indication to me that you're thinking about me and Claudia in bad ways. And Renee says, okay, listen. Do you believe me when I say that a big part of me being alienated from my alliance with the girls is because we disagreed on targets and how to move forward in the game? This is true from Renee. But he says, I don't know. Why would I believe that? You're just saying it. She says, okay, well, listen. Shanae's strategy was to knock out all the big players, but my strategy was different. The only reason I wanted to keep bigger players in the game. The only reason I took out Koozie is because between Koozie and Daniel, I took Daniel's word over Koozie's. And he interrupts and he says, listen, I don't care. I don't care about your words. I care about your actions. You shouldn't have been so insecure this week, Renee. You say you're a social strategist. You should have seen the repercussions of your actions. Why would you go to Anika and say that? Obviously, it's going to get back to me. So listen, eventually you're going to understand my perspective. Okay. Like, okay, Renee. Okay. What is a single action that you have shown, that you have done to show that you have faith, have had faith in me, that her trust in me in any way? And she's just like, listen, Todd, I feel like anything I say, you're just going to discount anyway. Like, you're not hearing anything I say. And he says, okay, well, listen, no. I'm going to bring up a tangible thing. When I used the veto during the double eviction and you came in panicking about who was going to go up on the block. Yeah. And I made sure that you didn't go up. That's not tangible for you. She says, that was Claudia's decision. No, it's, oh, okay. It was Claudia's. Well, what more could I have done to show you that I want you to be here? Is that not enough? What could I have done? Nothing. She says, you haven't done anything. She says, no. So what could I have done? Well, you could have not put me on the block. You put me on the block. Oh my God. I've literally been talking to you since week one, trying to play with you. What the f- are you telling me right now? Renee says, well, when Kuzi was HOH, she told me you were saying my name. And did you come ask me about it? And what did I say to you? No, I didn't. And Zach said, yes, I did. And Kuzi has been trying to pin you guys against me this whole time. Is that correct or incorrect? Correct. So what the f- are you telling me? I told you I didn't mention your name and you still believed me, her over me. I never did. The conversation that I had with Kuzi was about telling her that she shouldn't look at Shania because Dan was my boy. And then don't put Zach up. I was trying to protect Zach. And Renee says, okay, perfect example right here then. You're saying you want to work with me. And then my name comes up. Your name didn't come up. I just said Shania, Dan, and Zach. So you didn't know that Zach at all threw out my name. No, I never had a conversation with Zach. I was trying to protect Zach. Well, Kuzi mentioned that there was a conversation with all three of you where you talked about targeting me. She's lying. This is my problem with people in this house. You guys are so afraid of confrontation. So we did have a confrontation and Anika stumbled all over her words and you're still sending me home. Well, yeah. Well, I'm sending her home next. Why should I send Daniel out because of Anika? That's not fair to him. But it's fair to me. Now, just in case you guys are unclear on this, when Ty is talking about having never pushed Renee and always wanting to work with Renee, and Zach said Renee's name, but not him, and that Kuzi's lying about this situation. Ty very much pushed Renee very hard, multiple times, with multiple people. And Kuzi knows this. So he is not only lying to Renee, who is about to go to jury to talk to Kuzi, the very person who knows the truth, but he's calling Kuzi a liar to Renee, who is going to jury to talk to Kuzi to find out the truth. For what? What is the purpose? To pretend like he's been trying to work with Renee all season long so that he can justify evicting her now because it's actually her fault that he doesn't trust her? Like, it's absolutely absurd. He says, Renee, you have put my life in direct danger. I have tried multiple times to work with you. You have not worked with me. I asked you to keep Kuzi. You sent her home. You have done the exact opposite of everything I've asked you to do because you're so scared of what that would do for my game. You're so anxious about me as a person. When I asked you to keep Zach, you sent him home. You're such an anxious person, so full of insecurity. You'll never feel comfortable until you're in the final two. And if you're such a social player, you should be able to get things to be in your favor at final four. But you're not. Renee says, I told you I'd be fine with a final three of me, you, and Claudia. But how can I believe that? A much more fair situation would be a final three between you, Anika, and Claudia. No? Why? Because I'd have a better shot at getting chosen to get to final two? Yes, absolutely. Because you wouldn't pick me for final two? You just said you'd consider it. No, I just said I wouldn't be there. You'd feel much more comfortable with Anika and Claudia. You'd be at the top of that chain. So it'd be in your best interest to knock me out. And listen, there's more information, okay, that I can't tell you that further just confirms everything that I'm saying. Well, why can't you tell me? You're sending me out of the game because it matters in jury. So isn't that info you'd want me to take to jury? Now, if you don't respect the game I'm playing, then that's what it is. Okay. I never said I didn't respect your game. I just said that there are reservations that I've always had about you and they're coming true. Well, then you self-manifested that. Listen, Renee, at the end of the day, I trust Daniel more than you. And I've been playing honest with everybody and still nobody trusts me. So when I get the power, you'll see who's coming behind you and you'll see that I'm not lying. And he gets up and he leaves. So that went well, right? I mean, locked in that jury vote. Ty goes to Claudia afterward. She asks how the conversation went. He says, listen, I'm not trying to shut her down or anything, but she does need to understand my perspective. So then Renee comes and talks to Claudia. And Renee is not pleased with the conversation. She says she's frustrated. Like, I don't understand. Daniel is like the top lovable person and he's smart enough to play both sides. And Ty's still keeping it. Ty wants him here because he wanted to keep Zach. He wanted to keep his friend. Like, honestly, it's phenomenal of Daniel to be able to convince Ty of this. And then she goes on to tell Claudia about how he went off about how he can't fix my insecurities and anxieties. He's so ignorant, it blows my mind. And Claudia's like, oh, Ty, he needs to watch what he says. Renee's like, I just don't understand. Like, this is what Daniel does. I love him as a person, but this is his strategy. He has been in every alliance. The only lie I have told is that I'm in law school. And Claudia's like, oh, that's sick, though. And asks her about it. Like a normal human who cares about another person who's finding new information about them. Renee says, this guy, he just keeps saying he's played like it's such an honest game, but he's demanding that I host a house meeting for my safety. Claudia says, he's going to try to claim that he had a hand in every eviction. And they go through the evictions and the ones he had a hand in and ones he didn't have a hand in. And Renee says, he just tries to strong arm decisions. And they keep talking about it a bit, but that's basically it. That's basically the drop. So, you know, as I said, as I mentioned, Renee is still leaving or maybe even has left. And you know, I think she's maybe a little upset about that.
I'm pissed.
Maybe when talking to Ty, she's kind of feeling like
I'm getting the heat for something I didn't even do.
And maybe she'll go to jury and
my plan, you know, for the rest of the day is try to unpiss myself.
Do that. But what I found interesting was that it is based on this interaction. There's a few things that could happen. First of all, it doesn't seem like Renee is super high on Ty, jury wise. But again, you never know. She might come into a jury that's very pro Ty and very like, listen, you have to respect the game. You have to respect the fact that the structure of Big Brother is such that physical competitions let him win a lot of competitions. Okay, you have to respect that. It's very possible, but there's also a chance she goes into jury saying this mother effer is talking about how I need to fix my insecurities and anxieties. And that's why he's evicting me from the game, because Daniel managed to trick him, because Daniel's an actual player who's played all sides. And hey, Koozie, he's saying you're a liar. He's saying that you lied about him targeting me during your HOH week. Is that true? Will that annoy Koozie? Maybe, maybe not. Will Koozie tell Renee the truth? Maybe, maybe not. Will Koozie be pro or anti-Ty? Still probably pro-Ty, considering how high she was on Ty on the way out. But maybe it's enough to limit the amount of influence she has over the other players when they're pro Ty. I mean, I can't imagine that Jonathan will love hearing about the way that Ty is talking to Renee. And we know that Jonathan already loves Daniel. And so, you know, I don't know. I feel like this again, it's, I mean, I feel like we've been in a situation here where we've talked over and over about how Ty like just benefits from things and gets into this good position and then constantly screws it up for himself. Like his HOH week when they saved Santina, which saved his HOH because he sent out Jonathan instead. But he still managed to piss off the entire house and be completely on the outs because of the way that he behaved. It's just like he's in such a good position to win this game. He's been granted this amazing spot and he continues to make it as difficult as possible for himself to actually win. So who knows? Absolutely is probably still the front runner as far as I'm concerned. But this is definitely an indication to me that there might be some other stuff that could happen depending on how that jury conversation goes. And, you know, it's so difficult to predict how those conversations will go. So that's about what we have here for today. I'll be live tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be watching tonight's Survivor episode. And then of course tonight's Big Brother Canada episode as well. And then after the episode at around 10:30 Eastern, we'll be live to recap tonight's episode. I'll be back tomorrow to talk through tomorrow's drop, assuming we have one, where I think Renee will be gone by then, but who knows? And maybe we'll even have a final four HOH, but I don't know about that. So could be a big one. It definitely seems as though Ty is targeting Anika. I imagine Claudia will also target Anika, although now she's worried about Daniel being really good in a final two speech. So maybe she'd consider taking Daniel out. But at the same time, maybe she feels comfortable that they could beat Daniel and that Daniel being good at final two would mean that Ty is more likely to take her over Daniel versus maybe cutting her for Anika if he feels like he can beat Anika. I don't know. But that's about what we have here today. Yeah. Then we'll, you know, head to Thursday where we'll see all of this happening. So thank you all so much for joining me here today. We will be live in Toronto next week. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, robswebsite.com/Toronto. And check out the Survivor Stock Watch this week where I will be talking through tonight's episode and rating the players and all of that good stuff. So that's what I got. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.